Powerful by Nature is a place where youth can voice their opinions and help one another about issues that matter to us. Where we can shine and create powerful, uplifting, and informative radio for young people in our community. Tune in on Mondays at 4 p.m. at RadioRegent.com. Powerful by Nature.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Powerful by Nature at Radio Regent. My name is Shade, and I am one of your hosts for today. We are so excited to have you listen to us for our first show.
And hello, I am your co-host, Brianne, and today we are going to introduce to you the members of our team and take an in-depth look at JUCSEE's, the Junewood Colwood Center for Young Women, a center that is very near and dear to our hearts for a very variety of reasons.
So to help us do that, we will be interviewing some staff from JUCSEE's and checking in with participants to see what they think about the center. But before we can get into all that, let's meet the rest of our team. As I mentioned before, I am one of your hosts, Shade. I've been with JUCSEE's Center since I was 15 years old, and I have a daughter. She is 7. I'm currently a student at York, studying Law and Society with a minor in Psych.
And I am Brianne, and I have been involved with JUCSEE's since the age of 17. And I have a son that is 3 years old, and I'm currently working at JUCSEE's in the CED program.
Hey, my name is Victoria. I'm 21 years old, and I currently attend JUCSEE's Center with my 2 children. I've been a participant at JUCSEE's for 3 years now, and I'm currently doing school, CED training, and I'm new to CEP.
Hey, everyone. My name is Moya, and I'm an active participant at JUCSEE's Center. I'm 21 years old, and I'm a mom of 2 beautiful girls, aged 2 years and 5 months. I'm currently involved in JUCSEE's school program as well as the CEP program.
But what ties us all together is our connection to JUCSEE's. So what is JUCSEE's, the June Colwood Center for Young Women? To help us answer, let's welcome our first guest, Sherry Reuter.
Hi, Sherry. Thanks for joining us today. Sherry is the Youth Leadership Program Lead, but here's an interesting fact. Sherry was once a participant of JUCSEE's when she was 16 years old. She's an example of the great work JUCSEE's is able to accomplish. So, Sherry, can you please give us a short history of JUCSEE's Center?
Thank you so much for that introduction. So my name is Sherry, and I'm the Youth Leadership Program Lead at JUCSEE's. So a little history of JUCSEE's. JUCSEE's was established in 1982 by the late June Colwood. So, in the 70s, June did a survey. She conducted a survey in the city of Toronto. She wanted to find out what resources were available to young parents. Well, the findings of that survey was not too much in terms of support. So she gathered some frontline staff, a few volunteers, and began to provide basic but essential services to young parents. In 1992, we were able to get our current location. So it's a 6-story building in Regent Park. We are at Parliament and Queen. So we operate on the first 2 floors of the building, and we provide supportive permanent housing on the top 4 floors. All of our services are voluntary, confidential, and free. We're the only feminist pro-choice organization in Toronto for young parents.
So as you can see, JUCSEE's been helping young parents, women, become better mothers and help them reach their goals. Let's take a quick break. When we get back, we'll interview our second guest from JUCSEE's.
If you've just tuned in to Radio Regent, you're listening to Powerful by Nature, and we have a very special guest that has joined us in the studio. Today we have Hodan, who is currently a counselor at JUCSEE's. Hodan has been working at JUCSEE's for over 3 years and will provide information about what she does and how her work will bring about change. Before speaking with Hodan, here's what the women at JUCSEE's think about the counseling services that they have received.
What do you want our listeners to know about our counseling program?
My counselor helped me with a lot of stress that I had to take off my chest.
My counselor at JUCSEE's helped me, is so supportive, and she helped me with so many things like court when I need to go for my child and doing my child's birth certificate.
The counselors provide help with connecting to social workers and getting taxes done.
Hey, Hodan, how are you doing today?
Hey, Shade, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so as we just heard, the woman's had a lot of good things to say about the counseling services at JUCSEE's. So I hope that after speaking with you, our listeners will have a better idea of what you guys do. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
So, can you tell me what your role at Jesse's is?
So, I am a counselor caseworker at Jesse's Center. Essentially, we act as the main entry point for participants. So the counselor at Jesse's Center does numerous, like we do numerous things, including advocacy, counseling, accompaniment, basic supports with practical needs like filing taxes. So there's a lot of things. So we even do referrals to different agencies in the community.
Okay. And how did you hear about Jesse's Center?
So I'm pretty familiar with the Regent Park area. So I remember walking by the center several times and wondering what this red building is. So one day I decided to do some research. I went online and I found out the amazing things that Jesse's Center does and the ways we support our participants. And initially I knew that I wanted to be part of that amazing work.
And why did you choose to work at Jesse's Center?
I chose to work at Jesse's because it's just a center that kind of reflects my personal values. So we're very supportive of our women. We're very participant driven, and we encourage the growth in young women. And my background's in social work. So when I saw that there was an opening for a housing worker, which is where I started off as a housing worker, which is also a really important program at our center. And I applied for that position and I started there. So I've been at Jesse's now for about 4 years.
Wow, that's amazing. So earlier you mentioned participants, and I was just wondering what age does someone has to be at when they first come to Jesse's Center?
So our intake age is up to 19 years of age, and our grads are at 22.
Okay, and what is a grad?
A grad, sorry, I should have explained that. A grad is the age that you graduate out of our program. So that would be 22 years of age. And at that point, we would encourage the participants to connect other resources and ensure that they have a smooth transition out into the community.
Okay, so since many of the women who access your center may be 15 or 16 years of age,
yes,
how can you ensure that they will feel safe coming to Jesse's Center?
That's a really important question. It's something that we incorporate into our intakes. So part of our intake process is discussing our harassment policy and discussing safety at Jesse's Center. We have a complaint process. So if any individual is feeling like they're being bullied, whether it's at Jesse's Center, on social media, wherever it may be, we ensure that we follow up with the participant and take steps to address that.
Okay, that's very good. And what kinds of program does the counseling team run at Jesse's?
So we have programming in terms of groups. So we have quite a few groups. Some of our groups are for the moms. Some of our groups are for mom and child. So we kind of do outreach to get moms to come in and participate. We also, which Sherry runs, we have our CED, our community education program, and our swap shop. So we have our participants actually working in our space and making money to contribute to their community.
Okay, and earlier you mentioned that you were walking past Jesse's and you saw this building, but I think the question I would like to ask you is, why did you choose to provide counseling services at Jesse's?
I chose to provide counseling services because it's something like I've been doing community work for a while, and I've been working mainly with marginalized women, women of color, women experiencing barriers in different systems, whether it's education, wherever it may be. So I found that Jesse's Center was really in line with my values, and I wanted to support our women in any way possible to ensure that they're accessing those services.
Yeah, I can agree. It's definitely great to work somewhere that's aligned with your values. Mm-hmm. And when dealing with the families at Jesse's, what is your main goal?
My main goal is that the work that I do with our participants is driven by the participants. So I ensure that any goals that we have, any counseling sessions that we have, that I include their voice, because in many areas in their life, they are silenced. So in our space, I want to ensure that their voices are heard, and that I work with them to ensure that they reach the goals that they have, whether and they identify those goals, meaning that if they want me to support them in getting back to school, I do that. If they want us to refer them to other services, we do that. So it really is a space where our participants' voice are valued, and we really try our best to incorporate those values.
Okay. And if you had to list three things, what are three things that you think you can do to ensure the success for the participants of the center?
Okay, so the first thing I talked a bit about in terms of listening to their voice in all of the work I do. The second thing is working with them and their children to ensure that the development is healthy and that their children are getting the appropriate support, which Monica will speak to in a bit. And the last thing I think would be accessing the services that they need. So ensuring that they have access to the benefits with Ontario Works or even with CAS, helping them navigate those systems so their families can be successful.
Okay, that's amazing. And the last question that I have for you this afternoon is, do you believe that your work make a difference and how?
Oh, that's a heavy question there. yes, I really hope. I hope we really are making a difference. I think we have an amazing team at Jesse Center that really we put our participants first. And yes.
Okay, so as you all can hear, Jesse's is a center that provide amazing counseling service to young women who are pregnant or parenting, and they can feel safe that their information is kept confidential within the team. And it's just a place that a woman can find her way to basically being the person that she was meant to be. So before moving on to our next guest, let's take a quick moment to unwind and jam to some music. And when we come back, Brittany will introduce us to our next guest.
And we're back with Powerful by Nature on Radio Regent. Next, let's learn about the Parent-Child Center at Jesse's by first listening to what participants have to say about the PCC.
What do you want our listeners to know about our PCC program?
The PCC provided my daughter temporary care while we were looking for subsidized child care.
PCC takes very good of younger children.
Go.
The PCC program is a very engaging environment for parents and child, with programs like Rainbow Songs.
Please help me welcome Monica, the Parent-Child Center lead at Jesse's.
Hi,
how are you today?
Good, thanks.
Okay, so can you tell us a little bit more about what your role is at Jesse's?
So I'm the parent-child lead, and I oversee all the programming at the Parent-Child Center. That includes overseeing the staff and students and volunteers and ensuring that the environment is welcoming and warm for all the families and their children.
Okay, if you could sum up in a few words, what is the Parent-Child Center?
So the Parent-Child Center is just a warm, welcoming space. It's very informal. It's a place where moms can interact with their children. They can spend time with their peers. We often have special events in the Parent-Child Center. We host Rainbow Songs there, and it's also where lunch and dinner is served. So it's more of the informal space of Jesse's.
Sounds like a very welcome and warming environment. Thank you. So could you tell me how this daycare differs from just a subsidized daycare or another daycare?
Yeah, so we're not actually a daycare per se. We provide child care while moms access services within the building. It allows us to provide support to moms who have very young infants because they're in the building. Even if they're still breastfeeding or the child is upset, we're able to quickly call mom and she can come upstairs and support her child. It also acts as a bridge until child care is found. So that supports the school program, counseling, housing, any special groups. And the best part is mom can also be in the space with the child. So there's no boundaries of child space and mom space. It's all one space.
Okay. So what do you think makes the PCC successful in your eyes?
From my perspective, it's actually the participants. They're very good at taking new moms under their wing and supporting them and making them comfortable in the space. They have a way of making their space, the space their own. They're very comfortable. I'm sure it has something to do with the staff, but it's primarily the participants that I've seen that have really helped anyone who comes in the space feel welcome and accepted. It's also the children. So the children are very happy to see their friends who maybe they haven't seen for a month, but as soon as another child comes in, they're excited to see them, and they'll run across the room and say hello.
Oh, that sounds nice. So what are some of the good things that do happen around in and around the PCC?
That's so hard because I think every day something good is happening. From a child perspective, we get to watch children from prenatal all the way until mom
stops
using. All
the way
until
mom's belly, yeah.
Yeah, so we see them from before birth to sometimes a week after they're born, and then we watch them walk and we watch them make friends, and then they often come back even when they're 5, 6. So every day is kind of special in watching that happen and unfold. But I think presently what's really nice is a new school semester started. So the new moms are getting to know the more familiar moms, and they're building a new community of support.
Oh, that's nice. So if I needed a break and I was coming to Jessie's, would you be able to, you know, watch my child, maybe take over for a little bit?
Of course. So we provide support as long as mom stays in the building. Sometimes moms need a nap. Sometimes they need to just vent
like
with
anybody.
Their friends. Yeah. So we'll provide the support. We'll watch the child, and they can, as long as they're around, we'll make it match for however they need.
Okay. So why is the PCC the heart of Jessie's?
I think from my perspective, it's because it is the most informal space. Moms and children and peers and friends and family members and staff and pretty much everyone at some point spends time in there doing their own thing. The space really adapts to them. And that allows everyone to build their own network within the environment. So as much as it's supposed to be a supportive space for child, it's also supposed to be a supportive space for mom. And that could mean mom having time to just talk to her peers while her child plays with another child. And that makes it a very supportive community.
Okay, well, as you can see, the PCC is a very, very comfortable and important space for you and your child to be. So thank you, Monica, for sharing your information about the Parent-Child Center. And
thanks for having me.
Thank you.
And we're back. Our last guest today is Faith, who is the nurse at Jessie's Center. Faith has been working with Jessie's for about 2 years now and has very insightful information about the health program. So, Faith, what is your role at... I know I mentioned it before, but can you please tell me a little bit more about what is your role at Jessie's?
For sure. Thank you for having me on the show today. Congratulations to all those who spoke before me. I'm just excited to be a part of this venture that you guys are on. So in terms of my role at Jessie's, I am the nurse that's working there. I work full-time alongside a family doctor who comes in once a week. And my role is really to provide participants with whatever information they need regarding their health. So whatever is of importance and whatever the participant identifies as a need for them, I do my best to meet that need.
Okay. And how did you hear about Jessie's?
Well, I've worked within the community setting for many, many years. And Jessie's has always had a very positive reputation out there in the community in terms of I used to work with a lot of different communities. And when I used to work with a lot of my young mothers, I knew of most of them that would have accessed Jessie's at some point. And it was a lot of positive comments that they would share that really had me intrigued and interested in learning a little bit more about the center and the supports that it provides. Where I used to work was very far removed from the area, but so I never had the opportunity to come into Jessie's and really know the different services. But one time I actually did have an opportunity to enter into Jessie's, and I must say, the first day I entered into the space, it's very similar to what a lot of participants say when they come into the front doors at Jessie's, that first of all, they're surprised when they walk in the door because they don't anticipate it being such a great open environment, and the welcoming that is that they usually get is just so great and, you know, above to probably not much that they may encounter in many other spaces.
Okay, I'm glad that you said that, because before we get into some more in-depth questions about the services that you provide, we're going to play a little short clip of what the woman thinks about the health service.
What do you want our listeners to know about our health program here at Jessie's Health
Center? Jessie's Health Center helped connect my children and I to a new family doctor.
Jessie's Center helped me with labor and delivery tips.
Go.
The health program at Jessie's Center provides food vouchers at each wellness visit for your child under 7 months.
And now we're back. So how do the services provide quality care for families, in your opinion?
Well, when you look at quality care, you really have to look at the beginning. And for our participants, I'm always interested in hearing their stories and hearing what their experiences are when they actually enter into different spaces. And I know the first one that always comes out is the fact that oftentimes when they enter into the healthcare system or different healthcare settings, they tend to feel a little intimidated. They feel very judged. They feel that they can't be their genuine selves just because of the environment. So in terms of quality care, we really seek to try and have a very welcoming, open, approachable environment. So that way we could really, it kind of lays the foundation to building relationships, because that's something I always hold as a cornerstone in my nursing practice. It's really to develop that trusting relationship with my clients, with participants, because to me, I truly believe it's not until they feel comfortable opening up to you that you really could do good work.
Well, that makes sense. So thank you for that.
No problem.
So when I do enter Jessie's Center, would I need maybe a health card or an ID to access your health services at Jessie's?
So yes, you actually don't. So we see anybody. You don't need to have a OHIP card or a health card or actually any form of ID necessarily. There are some services that the doctor may refer to that may require that, but we definitely don't have that as a barrier to accept services. We usually try to work and partner with different community organizations that are able to provide support to participants if there is something that they need in terms of their health care and they may not have either OHIP, their health card, or the funds in order to obtain that support.
Well, thank you. So what make your services different?
So a lot of times what makes our services different is that, similar to my colleagues in terms of being on the Jessie's team, we're really able to provide ongoing support. And it's a place that we're always there. We're reliable support that a participant could come to at any point. So sometimes we see a participant and we may not see them for 6 months, 7 months later, but they know that we're always here and there's always somebody that's willing to greet them, meet their need, and assist them with whatever they identify as being important to them.
So if I came in and my child was sick, was there anything that you personally could prescribe to them or anybody that would be in the building?
Totally. So for myself, I'm a registered nurse, so I don't have the ability to prescribe. However, if there is enough time or we could get you to book an appointment with our family doctor, we'll definitely do that. The other alternative we have is we've developed really good working relationships with people closest to our center. So it's just, you know, a walk away's distance to get to a family doctor or a doctor that could actually prescribe medication. But generally speaking, in my role, I focus on health promotion. So it's really equipping participants with the information to make informed choices for themselves. Because a lot of times what we hear is, okay, I went to my doctor and they said, I have this, and that's about it, and I should take this. But I don't know what condition I have, and I don't know why I'm taking this medication. So oftentimes participants will come in and say, okay, I went to the doctor. They said I've been diagnosed or I have this condition, health condition, and this is the medication. What is it all about? So we're really, in the health office, we really get that information to you and break it down in ways that you could actually understand and know why you're taking a medication.
Okay. Well, that's healthy to know, especially, you know, when it comes to kids and newborns. So the last question I have for you is, are your health services you provide free?
So yeah, they're all free of charge. There's no charge to the participant, like all of our services at Jessie's. And it's a matter of whether it works for you to drop in, You could drop in or you could book an appointment. We try to make ourselves very easily accessible because we do understand everybody has busy lives. And sometimes, you know, what we commonly hear is, oh, I booked an appointment, but I couldn't get to it because something else came up. So what we do realize is, you know, dealing with youth, it's really important to be very flexible and very open to seeing them when the need presents itself. So you could access our service by drop in, by appointment. We're really flexible like that.
Okay, thank you.
So it seems that many of the young parents that access the health center at Jesse Center are faced with dealing with a lot of negative feedback in the medical field, and that faith is the mediator who helps them get the services that they deserve. And as we heard that the health center not only has a nurse on site, there is a doctor that comes in once a week who can provide prescriptions for people who need it for themselves or their children. So moving on to the next topic, next week is Breastfeeding Week at Jesse Center, and we will be having a walk to support those who breastfeed. So if you could please join us on Wednesday, October 4th in Sustaining Breastfeeding Together. The starting point is at 205 Parliament Street, and you can join us along the point. It starts at 2:30 to 4 p.m. We'll go north on Parliament, east on Dundas, south on Sumac, and west on Queen. For more information, you can visit us at www.jessiecenter.org or call us at 416-365-1888. We're going to take a quick music break, and when we get back, we'll dwell into a little bit of what the CEP program is. And welcome back to Powerful by Nature at RadioRegent.com. So, as we mentioned before, all of us are part of all of us on the Radio Regent team is a part of CEP, the Community Education Program. So, we're just going to invite back Sherry, Victoria, Amoya to talk about the CEP program and what it means to them. So first, let's talk to Sherry. Sherry, can you tell us what is CEP?
The education program is a very unique program to Jessie's. I think we're the only young parent resource center that does something like this. So in 2003 was actually our first year running the CEP program. So it's been 14 years now that the community education program has been running through Jessie's. So basically what that entails, and you're probably all wondering, what are you talking about? So the CEP program gives an opportunity to participants to gain valuable work experience. But not only that, I mean, public speaking is such a hard thing to do for anybody. To get up in front of a bunch of strangers, to tell your story, to really divulge your life to people that may or may not judge you is definitely a difficult thing that people, you know, have to overcome. And for our women, they, you know, they get some training in public speaking, and they get some training in going out and speaking and telling their stories. And the main goal of the community education program is to reduce that stigma that comes with, you know, sometimes with being a young parent. You know, there's always that microscope. They're always under that microscope, you know, because they are young, and they always have that feeling of being judged. And so for them to get out there and tell their stories and say, you know what, just because I am a young parent, I still went out there. I still am going to school. I still have that good job. I'm in university. My children are so well taken care of. And just to let people know that, you know what, I'm doing it, and I'm doing it, you know, sometimes alone and not with like little support. And it just kind of, you know, you see people's faces, and I go with participants all the time, and when they're, you know, telling their stories, and you see the eyes opening, and you see some of the tears, and you see people go like, oh my God, like, you guys are just so amazing for all of the, you know, hard work that you are doing. And, you know, I was once a part of the CEP program back in 2003. I was one of the first participants to be involved in the CEP program. And I'm telling you, it really, really opened my eyes. It really helped me to be confident and have that self-esteem and say, you know what, like, I'm better. I'm good enough. I can do this. So that's just a little overview of the CEP program.
Well, you sound very emotional when you're talking about the CEP. So it must definitely be something dear to your heart.
Definitely is.
Okay, so Victoria and Moya, I just have a couple questions for you guys. I know you guys are very powerful and outspoken women. So Victoria, why did you decide to get involved with the CEP program?
Well, the CEP program basically involves public speaking. And being on this radio show, it's great to boost confidence, boost my confidence and my self-esteem, especially something to put on the resume for future jobs. And I'm grateful that this opportunity came up here at Jesse Center because I look forward to doing more public speaking. I know when I was younger and I had to do a presentation in front of class and I used to always be scared. I used to never do the presentations. I would be like, no, just give me a zero. I don't care.
That is still me, even though I'm a part of the CEP program.
Yeah, it was, I did my first speech there at TD Bank and it was so nerve-wracking not knowing whether I was going to be judged or not, but I got through it, and I had people behind me saying that I did good. So hopefully, at my next speech on the 27th at Seneca College, I do better than I did.
Wait, hold up. So tell me, you did a speech already? Tell us a little bit more about that speech.
It was at TD Bank. I was with Sherry and two other participants.
So were you nervous?
She is nervous right now because you put her on the spot.
I was so nervous. But I had my baby with me, so I totally paused for 2 minutes and everyone was staring at me and I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to say. And so Naomi woke up because she was sleeping and then I kind of quickly ended my speech and I picked her up because I just wanted all eyes to be on her. I was like, nope, I'm done.
So, sounds fun. Moya, why did you decide to become involved?
Hey, so I decided to become involved in CEP because, usually if anyone knows me, I've never been the type of person who liked to public speaking, just like Victoria was saying. I avoided anything at all costs. If I knew I had to do a speech that day, I wasn't even showing up to class, you know? But being at Jesse's and being so actively in Jesse's and everyone said, yo, sign up, you know, this is good for you, you're good for it, you have it, you can do it. Like, yeah, I was like, you got this. I'm like, no. They're like, no, you can do this. I'm like, okay, I'll give it a shot. And I think I can, you know, this is being on this radio show, this our first air show, but it's my first time actually publicly speaking. And I think I can do this, you know, I have my first official speech set tomorrow morning at my old high school, George Harvey.
I hope everything goes well.
Thank you. I'm really excited because, you know, I finally get to see my old teachers and I can probably be my daughter. So it'll be really cool.
Love reunification.
Well, I can definitely tell you that it's going to be a great, rewarding experience. Being myself, being on the program since 2011, I have learned so much and built so much connection and I've expanded and built my network. So the fact that you guys decide to join is going to be very beneficial in the long run and it will be very rewarding.
Thank you.
So what's one thing you guys are looking forward to in the CEP program the most?
One thing I'm looking forward to is to perfect, I should say, my public speaking and to get over that fear. You know, I'm still a little bit nervous here and there, but that and also to just, you know, be out there and showing people that you don't have to be scared anymore. You know, if you're a young mom or if you got pregnant early or anything you're going through, it's okay. And, you know, there's people who are going through the same thing as you and, you know, you're not alone, you know?
Yeah, basically what Moya said, how getting over that fear. I want to get over my fear of public speaking also. So, you'd see all these people go up on stage and talk, and I'm like, you know what? I want to do that. I want to be confident enough to go up there and talk and say what I have to say without people having to, judge me because every second I'm saying or I'm pausing and, you know, because I'm just so scared.
Okay. Well, somebody once said that if you're not nervous before a presentation, then don't present at all. So being nervous and having that fear is part of human nature and it's a good thing to have every time before a presentation. So I think that even though you are nervous, that means you're going to do well.
I also wanted just to kind of ended here is and say that, you know, I'm really looking forward to seeing our new speakers get out there this year. So, you know, in total, we see around 6,000 people per year all across the city of Toronto. That includes the high school. That's a lot of eyes. It's a lot of people.
That's 12,000 eyes.
It's a lot of people. And, you know, we're really trying to up that number this year and try to get, you know, even to 7,000 or 8,000 because, you know, what we're talking about here is so important, and it's so important for people to hear. So we're excited to be, you know, at the high schools tomorrow and going forward. This is our busy time for CEP and organizations around our community that we go to. We go to post-secondary, so Seneca and York. We get to speak, and, you know, we really get out there, and we connect with our communities, and we just show people, you know, this is who we are. And, yeah.
Thank you, Sherry. So that's all the time we have for today. I'd like to thank our guests, Sherry, Faith, Udan, Monica. Thanks for taking the time out to talk to us about Jessie's. And remember, if you are 19 and under, pregnant or parenting, and need extra support, call us at 416-365-1888. And stay tuned for our next show on teen pregnancy next week. We look forward to hearing from you. RadioRegion.com.